Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary Traveland. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. We are so happy to have you tuned and hope that you will pick up the phone and give us a call. It's very easy to access our program, and we are here to talk about the plants at your place. This time of year is your easiest time of year to call. Everybody's had a little extra sleep, and so it is 8 a.m. and a good time to make that phone call. Pick up the phone, please. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. We have some nice cool weather going on right now. That's a good thing as we try to stair-step our way down to the first hard freeze. Some of us have had killing frosts, that killed some of the plants. Coleus and basil must be the most delicate plants that we have out in the garden. Mine were gone, what was it, 2 weeks ago? A week ago, I don't know what it is, but anyway, and then other things, tomatoes are still persisting and others. Let us talk about how you can landscape, re-landscape, thoughts you might have, questions you have left over from this gardening season, or looking toward the next one. If you have tree problems or plant questions of any kind, pick up that phone and give us a call. I seem to have decided that I wanted to tickle in my throat as I began the program today, so forgive me for that. That is not the best of things. I'd like to address just a couple of things. One of the things that you really want to do, if you possibly can, in the next couple of days, is you want to make sure that if you have trees that are having any kind of issues with tree problems, with limbs that might break or that might have some problems during the wind and the ice storms, then you really need to get them tended to now while you can still see their leaves. That's what I was trying to say. I was a little distracted here trying to find a piece of ad copy. And so I would very much recommend to you that you have a really good arborist out as soon as you can to take a look at them and to make sure that all is well, because cabling and bracing can be done. We had a couple of branches removed from some pecans that hang over our home 6 or 8 weeks ago because they were already beginning to drop leaves, and I knew that I needed to get the people out pretty quickly before it was too late to identify. So that's what we have. Our SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week, sponsored today by the great people at North Haven Gardens. Today's SPCA of Texas McKinney dog is Mandy. Mandy is an adorable border collie and hound mix with the sweetest eyes around. Mandy is just 6 months old. She came to the SPCA of Texas on October 6th. Because the family that had her decided they wanted a mature dog, not a puppy. Can you imagine? Well, that's your bonus then, because Mandy is available to adopt. She loves to play outside, especially loves to play fetch. She doesn't always bring the stick back, but nothing beats an afternoon full of chasing twigs. This loving girl always has a smile on her face. She'd love to learn some new commands. Mandy's already smart, so learning new tricks will be a breeze. She's young, she's impressionable to the right training, and that would be your task, and it's a fun task when you have a six-month-old puppy. Perfect girl for just about any family. She'd love to meet you and your family soon. If you have another dog, take the dog with you and meet and greet. That's a good thing, too. Stop out to see Mandy today at the McKinney Shelter. They have a lot of wonderful dogs and cats. It is such a positive experience to go into the SPCA shelters. Mandy has, I'll tell you where the McKinney Shelter is in just a moment, and I'll also tell you that you can see all of the adoptable dogs and cats and other animals by going to spca.org/findapet. spca.org/findapet. Now, just like all the pets at the SPCA of Texas, Mandy's already been spayed. She's had her age-appropriate vaccines, and a marvelous Mandy is waiting for you at the McKinney Shelter at 8411 Stacy Road. That's 8411, Farm to Market 720 in the old vernacular. Stacy Road is what Main Street turns into as you're driving east, and as you cross Custer, suddenly you go from Main Street in Frisco to Stacy Road in southwest McKinney near Craig Ranch. Regular their hours are noon until 6, 7 days a week. The SPCA shelter in Dallas has wonderful animals as well, and they're 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 in Hampton Road. 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 in Hampton Road. Also open noon until 6, 7 days a week. The SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week is provided today by the great people at North Haven Gardens. They are at 7700 North Haven Road, where they've been since 1951, between Hillcrest and Central Expressway. Fall is the new spring, and at North Haven Gardens, they're stocked with plants for both sun and shade. Wonderful perennials, hellebores, hucheras, hostas, salvias, asters, columbines, ruellia, and many more. How many of those names are unfamiliar to you? Well, if several are, go to North Haven Gardens. You're going to be overwhelmed, surprised, pleased, enchanted, and you will become devoted to this wonderful legacy garden center. There just aren't any others like it in the South. It's just really special. New plants that are new to all of us have gotten their roots at North Haven Gardens. North Haven Gardens has flowering perennials you can plant right now. Planting now will offer an easier environment to establish roots prior to the onset of summer. You'll use less water to keep them thriving. Now, some of those, when we say flowering perennials, that would be plants that you grow for flowers. Some are in bloom now, most will not be, but you can plant them all now, and they have a wonderful selection. They've made a commitment to breed the best of plants that they can possibly find and grow to you at North Haven Gardens. Again, 7700 North Haven Road between Hillcrest and Central. All of your annual, winter annual color needs as well. Bulbs unequaled by anybody. They have tools. They have garden gifts. They have 9 acres of nursery stock. 7700 North Haven Road, open 7 days a week between Hillcrest and Central. 214-363-5316. NHG.com, North Haven Gardens. All right, and we're ready to get the program underway then. I think maybe the machinery misfired on our rejoiner. I don't know what happened.
Hi, I'm
there.
Fred Marshall from Advanced Foundation Repair. We're proud to have been a part of Neil Sperry's radio program since 1995. And now, once again, here's Neil.
If it were spring, I'd say, hey, Fred, you overslept. But Fred is an early riser. I know him very well, not from that standpoint. Well, don't go there. But he is just a hardworking guy. So anyway, I think we have the machinery fixed now, and we are ready to roll. Let's go to our first call today. This is Marie in Navarro County. Marie, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
How may I help you?
Well, sir, before I get to the main question, I guess I had St. Augustine down here from about 1960 to 1990. But I got the start from the house where we were living at that time. We just came down here off and on. And it did well on up to about 2000. And it died after all those years of doing well in my front yard. I didn't try it anywhere else, sir. And then I went and bought quite a bit up there at a nursery and set it out, and none of that lived. Now, we do live down here in the woods. There's a lot of shade, sir, but that had done good all those years.
Right. Marie, I'll tell you, the St. Augustine diagnostic questions take 10 minutes to answer. Well, let me give you a quick guesstimate of what I think it is, and then I'm going to have to let you take samples to a nursery if you think I'm wrong on what I'm about to tell you.
Well, I will, but that question can really go, sir.
Let me tell you that St. Augustine, in about 95% of the calls and questions that I'm getting.
Okay,
from,
all right.
Yeah, hang on. From people who say, Neil, I have St. Augustine. It grew for a while, then it gradually died away.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hang on. It almost invariably is that the trees have gotten bigger, the shade has gotten more dense,
okay,
and it is much more difficult to establish St. Augustine in a shaded area than it is to get it established and then have the shade grow, because new sod is weakened by the transplanting, and so you add that into the mix of too much shade, and the grass just doesn't establish. I have the same problem at my home, and so I have a lot less St. Augustine now than I did when we moved into our home 35 years ago. I have probably 10% as much lawn as I had then.
All right.
So that's probably it. What's your other question?
Okay, the main question. This past summer, some little low grass, low green, with little yellow bloom, and it's getting thick, and it's about 2 inches off the ground. It has a little yellow bloom. It's real cushiony, and it's spreading pretty well. It came up in my backyard, and I was wondering if, and I walk on it, and it doesn't flatten down, you know. You know what kind of grass that might be?
I would imagine it's not a grass at all, because the grass family traditionally does not have colorful flowers. Does this look like a seed head of Bermuda grass or Johnson grass or corn?
No, sir. It has two leaves about the size of a penny. Each little thing is
Round.
Yes, sir. They're
yeah.
All round.
See, grass leaves are always have parallel veins. They're always elongated. Grass leaves are. What you have is probably horse herb. Horseherb. Look that up and see if that might be what it is. That's a very common invader when you have shade, and the description fits it exactly.
It means nothing at all, but that's why I got so much faith.
I'll bet you have horse herb.
I'll look that up.
All right, Marie. I am so grateful for your call. Thank you much. Bye-bye. All right, that is a line open. If you'd like to call, this is the time to do so. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. This is the wrap-up of Neil Sperry's 2013 Texas Garden Calendar pre-production offer. We will print it Thursday and Friday of this week, and that means that your opportunity to get it at the lowest price, a 38% savings, is going away. It goes away as soon as I turn in a press count in the next 18 hours or so, and it is now ready to roll. And I can honestly tell you, it's the prettiest calendar we have ever published. If you're on my Facebook page or my website, you've seen the advance preview of the cover. And all of the photos, I think, will reproduce that beautifully as well. I save my best photos each year for the calendar. Now, it's a nice gift calendar, but you can get those in bookstores. We don't put this in bookstores. The thing that I want to recommend to you is get it with the one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. That's how you save the most. And you'll have it all to yourself. Let me tell you the difference of our calendar in addition to not being in the bookstores. And that is that it has more than 10,000 words telling you month after month after month what you need to plant and prune and fertilize and spray in your landscape and garden each month of the year. It alone will save you more than the cost of this offer. The offer is the calendar at that 38% savings, 10,000 words of when to do all of those things down at the bottom of the grid page on each month, and a full year of Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, all of it satisfaction guaranteed, all of it for only $36.95 and $3 postage on the calendar. We have a full complement of people working at our office today. They are there until 11 o'clock this morning. If you delay, you will pay more. We'll still have the calendar for sale for a while, but you'll have to pay more for it. Call and get the best price. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. Call before 11.
Now is the perfect time to give your pond that good fall cleaning it needs. If you've not called Creative Water Gardens for your fall pond cleaning appointment, then you need to do so now. If you have trees around your pond, then get the cleaning done after the leaves fall. Give Creative Water Gardens a call at 972-271-1411. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5, and closed on Sundays and Mondays. For more information, visit their website at creativewatergardens.net. Creative Water Gardens, located at 2125 West Kingsley Road in Garland, just north of 635.
All right, let me tell you about Encore Electric right now and their electric safety tips. These are so important to us. And with the pruning season near at hand, let me just tell you, before you trim trees or start construction that will bring you or your tools within 10 feet of power lines, and that might even be building construction or all kinds of things, call Encore at 888-313-6862. That dedicated phone line is there to help you. They will help determine what needs to be done in order to complete your project safely. 888-313-6862. I'm going to be explaining three different phone numbers and each of them with a different purpose. That is, before you trim trees or start construction, 888-313-6862, that's to Encore. Do not work on tree limbs that are in contact with power lines. Tree limbs in contact with high voltage power lines can act as conductors. You could be seriously injured or even killed if contact is made. If a tree is making contact with a power line and causing sparking or fire, you are advised immediately to leave the area. Call 911. That is an emergency, and that's a proper use of 911. If you see a tree with a power line making contact with it and there's sparking or burning going on, call 911. Before you dig for in your yard to plant shrubs, trees, or fence posts, make sure you know where underground electric lines are located, and that number to call is 811, at least 2 business days before you start digging. That is not an emergency, so you call 811 a couple of days or more before you start digging. For more information, you can go to Encore.com, O-N-C-O-R.com, Encore Electric Service Delivery. If you enjoy my program, it surely would mean a lot to me if you'd let our fine advertisers know, because that's how they're sure that their investment in this program is a good one. It's sponsors like Dixon Brothers in Mesquite, 204 North Galloway, 972-288-7537. On the web, DixonBrothers.com, DICKSON. And Half Price Books. On the web, it's HPB.com, 20 Metroplex locations of Half Price Books. All right, I want to tell you about a tree service company that would be the one to contact if you happen to have tree limbs that you're fearful might come down on your home or on your driveway, or if you just want to have routine, regular, top-of-the-line care given to your trees, or at least for consultation. Now, they're not going to prune trees that are up in power lines, but they at least can give you advice while they're there. And most importantly, if you have tree roots that are threatening your foundation or your driveway, the people to call for all tree needs, Arborological Services. There is no better company anywhere that you will ever find anywhere you live. Now, I haven't lived everywhere, but I'm pretty comfortable with that comment. It would take quite a company to beat a team of 12 International Society of Arboriculture Certified Arborists, college degreed specialists all through the business, 2 Arborists of the Year for the entire state of Texas in their midst, the Texas Tree Climbing Champion from their midst, 21 of the 31 times that competition's been held. Yeah, they're the best. That's Arborological Services. The Dallas area number is 972-442-1524. 972-442-1524. The Fort Worth area number is 817-849-1160. 817-849-1160. On the web, arborological.com. On Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc. Twitter at The Tree Experts. That's Arborological Services. And to the phones again, to Debbie in Carrollton. Debbie, this is Neil.
Good morning, Neil. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a very well-established, very healthy patch of dusty miller that I would like to transplant from my backyard to a walkway out front. Mm-hmm. My question is, when is the best time of year to do that? And then also, what additional can I do to give that a nice, healthy start so it comes back real pretty?
I would probably try to do it now. This is a good time to finish up transplanting of what I will call spring flowering perennials. And although we don't grow it as much for the flowers, it does bloom in the spring. I would transplant it now. I would try to get clumps of it that were tennis ball to a little bigger than that, not softball size, but a little somewhere in between there. And okay. Trim them back considerably, trim them back maybe by 50 or 60% just give them a new start, let them flush out with new growth from down below. That's pretty much what you, and then water them immediately. Have the new area prepared first. Sure. Plant them right away and water them right away. If you want to use a root stimulator, a liquid root stimulator, high phosphate material for a time or two, and then you switch off to the regular fertilizer come springtime.
Excellent. That's great. Thank you so much.
I'm glad you called. Have a good day. Let's go to Bill back in Navarro County in Corsicana. Bill, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. I've just cleared off my back lot. It was overgrown with little voluntary elm trees and hackberries, and they weren't any bigger than a pencil, and the man cut them down as close to the ground as he could, and he wanted to pour diesel oil on them, and I wouldn't let him.
Right.
But I want something to spray on to kill them so they won't come back next spring.
All right, and what will this area be? Will it be pasture? Will it be lawn? What's it going to be?
It's part of my backyard. I don't have any real planted grass back there. It's
all
just
right.
Whatever comes up.
You know, Bill, if that were my backyard, I would probably I have similar things at my home. And mowing alone usually discourages plants like that after a time or two. Now, I'll guarantee you they will all try to come back in the spring.
Yeah.
And mowing alone probably would take care of them. I'll give you an answer. But mowing alone in the bigger scheme of things eventually would kill them, whether it took 3 months or 6 months or 1 month. I would not use diesel oil. When I was a teenager, I did a lot of work in the summer helping my dad, who did herbicide research for Texas A&M.
Yeah.
And one of the things that was always used on weeds as a comparison was diesel oil to spray on this weed and that weed in pasture lands, in ranch lands out in West Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And it burned stuff back. It did a reasonable job. But if you were to use a broadleafed weed killer on these, something that had 2,4-D in it,
yeah,
I think that will help you the most. The time to do that would be after they leaf out and are trying to grow in the spring. And if you hit them with that, the first flush of new growth, we're talking about probably in mid to late April,
yeah,
when they leaf out and are starting to grow, that would be the time to do so. Read the label, make sure it's okay to use it based on what else is around, but that's what I would recommend.
Okay. Now, does it come in a spray? Spray
comes a lot of different ways. It sprays. It'll always be a spray.
But it'd be 2,4-D.
It has 2,4-D in it, and there are other there may be other materials mixed with it. But the 2,4-D is the operative. If you find the beginning of that chemical formula, 2,4-D, mm-hmm, and then a long word, that's what I'm talking about. An independent nursery can help you with that.
Okay, good, Neil. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Good deal.
Thanks. All right, we'll come back to go to Dwight, and we're going to be near Tyler and talking about dogwoods when we talk to Dwight, so that'll be kind of cool. And let me tell you right now about Sunburst Shutters. I love getting to talk about this because I can talk from firsthand experience. It's always best if you can tell from firsthand experience. I'm going to tell you that when Sunburst Shutters came to our house, we were impressed. First, when they did the measurements, at how kind and patient the people were. It's a one-person visit. Bruce is the man who came to our home, and how patient he was at our home. His son Collins owns the company now, and is likely to be one of the ones you'll contact. And they took measurements of every window to the 16th of an inch, and the shutters were made to each window specifications. It was just amazing. And they held up, he held up the different types of plantation shutters, 2.5, 3.5, and 4.5 inch louvered size. And he said, for this room, I would recommend this size. There's some louvered doors that are already in a closet. And so he said, I think this would look best. Boy, he was right. They made them, and a few weeks later, they came out, and another couple of guys came out to install them. And I have to tell you, it was just like we had remodeled our home when those were installed. Sunburst Shutters. They're made of polywood, which is a man-made material. It doesn't warp or crack or split. It's color fast. It works wonderfully. Lifetime warranty. It qualifies as a green product. It just has everything going for it. It's exclusive to Sunburst Shutters. Polywood shutters are available through Sunburst Shutters. They're also available in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, and Waco. And for all listening, if you'd like to have Sunburst Shutters come to your home for a free, no obligation measurement of your windows and demonstration of what these are about, call them 214-343-2601. 214-343-2601, sunburstshutters.com. And I want to tell you about our home landscape school. It's going to be on Saturday, January 26th, and it'll be in Plano all day. I will be teaching Stephen Chambly from Shandor Gardens in Weatherford and Jimmy Turner from the Dallas Arboretum. All three of us will be teaching all day. We're going to teach you principles of good landscape design to help you have a more beautiful garden that you will appreciate to the fullest. Principles of good design, best trees and shrubs, annual and perennial color, that has Jimmy Turner written all over it. Terrific turf grass will be my topic, one of my topics, effective entries and front gardens, fun patios and backyards, and we will teach you how to draw a landscape plan to scale. Your registration fee includes all of the necessary supplies and drafting supplies and book, and the reason for that is that you're also going to have a one-on-one landscape consultation on either February 9 or 10, and that will be coming up in North Dallas. You'll work for half an hour with a landscaping professional whom we provide, and you'll finish a two-scale drawing of your landscape project, and you'll also have the knowledge of how to design other projects. It's $179 for one person, $219 for two people from the same household. All of that if you call right away. Now, that price is going up in just a few days. So call the office right now to register. It always sells out. It's 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 11 today. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. That's the same number you call for our calendar offer that expires today. 800-752-GROW. Time now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom, my friend Jerry Overton.
Thank you, Neil. We have 59 degrees at 8:32. I'm Jerry Overton. Judgment Day is here for a toll road scofflaw. We'll have details after your first weather and traffic. And the WBAP Weather in Touch forecast, partly sunny skies, cooler today with a high of 74. Tonight, the clouds are coming back. We'll drop down to 54 for the low. Tomorrow, up to 76 with a mix of sun and clouds. Got a couple of clouds in the area, 55 degrees at Alliance Airport. It's 57 at Love Field, 59 degrees at DFW. And now the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch.
Eastbound 635 LBJ Freeway at Plano Road, two right lanes are blocked by a collision. Good news, that earlier construction that had eastbound 635 at Marsh shut down, that all lanes have been reopened. That construction has been picked up. Main gates at Texas Motor Speedway open up at 10 this morning. This report brought to you by Walgreens. It's time to celebrate at the corner of Festive and Fired Up with the first ever Walgreens Holiday Magazine. Full of cool new products, exclusive deals, and more. Pick up your free copy today and your Sunday paper or in-store. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
The woman who gained notoriety for accumulating the most violations on North Texas toll roads has agreed to settle up. Spokesman for the North Texas Tollway Authority tells the Fort Worth Star-Telegram Amber Young of Dallas is going to pay $28,684, and that will settle her nearly $182,600 tab. The Million Puppet March on Washington Saturday did not produce a million puppets, but about roughly 1,000 supporters of the arts and public broadcasting. Noah Langer, one of the marchers, says the arts and education are not expendable.
Even Nixon was a supporter of the arts and the NEA and public broadcasting, and if even Nixon is a supporter of that, come on. This is something our country needs.
That march in response to a debate comment made by Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney. Finish lines in sight for the presidential candidates. They're campaigning almost nonstop through battleground states this weekend. President Obama's campaign mobilizing a massive get-out-the-vote effort. Meanwhile, Mitt Romney making a late play for votes in Democratic-leaning Pennsylvania. Both candidates planning multiple appearances today. Again, looking for a high today of 74, it is 59 degrees. In the WBAP 24/7 newsroom, I'm Jerry Overton. Back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
Save 38% on my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar. It will have more than 10,000 words telling you month by month when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. It's going to be beautiful. Our 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar. Get the calendar plus a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Total price $36.95. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW.
Busy Bees Pest Control is truly a full-service pest control company for residential, commercial, and multifamily properties serving the entire Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Their full pest control service can handle all forms of pest control from bees and bed bugs to animal trapping and bird control and much more. Visit their website, busybees.com, to learn more about bed bug detecting dogs Alfie and Trapper. Busy Bees Pest Control. See how good a service can be. For more information, call toll-free at 1-800-INSECTS or visit them at busybees.com. That's BIZZYBEES.com.
They are that good. I'm so proud to have Busy Bees as my sponsor. Also, Advanced Foundation Repair. You heard Fred Marshall's voice earlier in the program today, and it doesn't get any better than Advanced Foundation Repair. Let me tell you why. First of all, they will come to inspect your home absolutely free. There's no charge, no obligation, and it's a very thorough inspection. It's like a topographic map of your floors. If you have any indication, any worry of a foundation problem, contact Advanced Foundation Repair, leaders in their industry. And they will take an hour to an hour and a half thoroughly to investigate your foundation. They will show you the problems that you have and prescribe what they will do to stop and turn things around for you. If you don't have foundation problems, they will tell you that. That's why I say this company is built on integrity. There's just a lot of this that most of us mere mortals don't understand, and that's why it's important you deal with a really honest company, Advanced Foundation Repair. Now, if they do the work for you, that work is guaranteed for the lifetime of the building. They were the first company ever to have that kind of a guarantee, transferable owner to owner to owner. Those are the reasons that I say they're the best. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. FoundationRepairs.com, 214-333-0003, Advanced Foundation Repair.
Hi, I'm Steve Barrett of Arborological Services. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Steve, very, very much. Appreciate that. And this is our longest segment. We'll get several calls in this time, and we'd love to hear from you at 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. We go to Dwight in Garden Valley near Tyler. Dwight, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
My question had to do with dogwood trees. I live on about 3.5 acres out in the country. Very, very sandy soil, sandy down 80 feet or so, and we worked really hard during the drought, watering everything that we could get hose pipes to, et cetera. We probably lost 30 or 40 dogwoods in the backside of our property. But before the drought, about a year and a half or so ago, I began to notice in two of the trees at the very front of my house, the top of them started to die, almost like the branch had been broken, but it didn't fall off. But you know, the leaves started to die, and it just started dying from the top down. And I thought, well, you know, it'll be better next year. And it just continued to do so. And a tree, dogwood, a couple of trees over, started doing the same. They're about, I don't know, 16 inches around, maybe about 5 or 6 inches in diameter, mm-hmm. 18 or so feet tall. And yesterday, I just had to cut the tops out of them, and I don't know what to, I don't know how much can salvage. I don't know if it's a disease or what.
Let me try to help. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm nervous about my answer and how accurate it will be. So what I tell you, I want you to temper just a little bit and say, well, Neil warned me right up front. He may not have the exact answer. These symptoms are kind of unusual, Dwight, and so let me do the best that I can. Number one, did anything change in the environment of these dogwoods? Most specifically, did these that were affected suddenly get plunged out into sunlight where they'd had shade before? No big tree was taken down over them or anything?
Yes, they were. As a matter of fact, we built a house three and a half years ago, and we cut it out so that the dogwoods would still be in our front yard and side yard. But we took out some of the bigger trees. Now they're still under some oaks, but we did take a lot of trees out right where the house would be.
Well, let me tell you, the coward in me says, go with it, Neil. You've struck it. You've hit a home run. Run around the bases now and congratulate yourself.
Okay.
I'm not going to leave it at that, but that may be what happened because dogwoods are understory trees. If you read about dogwoods, you'll notice that usually they are found growing beneath other trees. You'll see them in your area out in full sun, but those are plants that have become adapted to full sun and have kind of grown up knowing that was going to be their life. And if a tree is suddenly exposed to more sunlight, it may burn back a bit, especially this drought that we had, let me do my math here, in 2011 was not the only drought that we've had in the last 10 years. And so it may have been some other issues going on. That's number one thing. And I am going to leave that at the top of the possibility list. Number two would be, let me ask you, the dieback that you saw last year, did it continue down the branch and progress on down toward the ground on those branches?
Uh-huh.
All right, if it did, then that could still be what I've already discussed, or it could be that there's some kind of damage that was done to the roots during the construction, or a grade change where soil was added, maybe soil removed, but primarily adding soil is the biggest issue. Was there any soil added around these particular trees?
No, sir.
Okay.
I don't think so.
No utility lines cut between them or through them or anything?
None.
Okay. All right. Those are things that we have to worry about. Then we begin to look for any kind of physical injury. For example, if you had said, no, it stopped right there, then I would, of all things, I would say, well, look for twig girdler damage. That's an insect that rings the branches of small branches, broomstick and down in size, and then that part of the plant dies and the larvae develop in that. I don't think that's going to be the case here. Look for squirrel damage. I don't think that's going to be the case here, but they'll peel bark off branches. So that one I kind of rule out. And then I get down to just plain old leftover drought damage and from some of these other years. And even had they been left beneath tall trees, there may be some of that. I'm now to a point where I'm giving you pretty exotic possibilities.
No, I think the first one was what the problem was.
Then I would trim them and see how the regrowth comes. Given better growing conditions, a little bit of time to adapt, I think you might be surprised. They're pretty happy plants, and I'll bet they'll do okay.
Can you suggest a grass? I've killed fescue out there, and I now have me a sprinkler system in. I don't have a very big yard, about 8 or 10 yards around three sides of the house is all I'm going to have in grass, but I cannot. It's very, very shady, except right up next to the house where, you know, it gets a good bit of sun.
Dwight, if I had a grass that would grow in very heavy shade, I wouldn't retire from radio. I love doing this, but I could retire from radio. That's the biggest question in all of America, and especially in the South. St. Augustine is our most shade-tolerant grass. You are way too far east and southeast for fescue to be easy to keep. It's just a nightmare. I would go with St. Augustine, and if St. Augustine fails, then at that point I would go to a ground cover. That's what I've had to do at my home. If you go to my website, my homepage, neilsperry.com, there's one of my tips on that homepage is the Sperry Shade Central, and you can click on it and see our backyard. It's just in total shade, and how I've dealt with that, because there's no way I was going to get grass to grow. I've been in my home 35 years, and I've watched, as I mentioned to the first caller this hour, the progression of less and less sunlight. I must run, but I really appreciate your call. That would be my recommendation.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Folks, help me a lot, if you will, with just one topic per call. That would be a huge help. Let me go to Roger in Bedford. Roger, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Hey, we live in Bedford, just right on the Cheeksbarger-Colleyville line. Last year, we took out a red oak tree because it was going bad, and we went ahead and had it taken out. They supposedly grinded the stump removal, but now a year later, we're getting this fungus, these mushroom-looking things just popping up like crazy.
Right. That does happen.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Well, I was just trying to get rid of them.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I stepped all over you there. I apologize.
Nope, just tell me what to do.
Well, that is a very common occurrence, and I don't know that you can avoid that. There's going to be a certain amount of organic matter that is left behind when a tree is removed. They can't get all of the roots out. They can't get every last chip of the stump grinding out, or if they leave that for you to do, you can't get it all out. And so there's going to be some organic matter down there that will decay. What you are seeing is a category of plants called saprophytic funguses. Saprophytes live on decaying organic matter. They are not parasitic. They're not hurting anything. They're just there. They will run their course as that organic matter decays. And so what you have to do is, if it's a mushroom or toadstool that you can easily enough break off, is just either take a garden rake upside down and just pull it through and break them off. They're very soft. Or if it's a bracket fungus or a sheet fungus that grows on the ground like somebody poured brownie mix out and it congealed, then that you could use dusting sulfur on that you get at the garden store. Yeah, dusting sulfur.
Yeah,
now there is some risk of burning foliage with dusting sulfur, but at 70 or 75 degrees, that risk is minimal. There is some risk of your burning your eyes with dusting sulfur, and at any temperature, that risk is 100% if you're not careful. So be careful.
Okay.
So that's my answer.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, very good. I appreciate it very much. You know, we love listening to you.
Thank you so much. Have a great day. See ya.
You too.
All right, let's see. We will come back to Danny in Yantis. And let me give you the phone number again, because Danny is the call I have up, and then we will be waiting for your call. This time of year, we go through calls fairly quickly, unless there are a couple of topics. I'd rather not get into two topics per call. So anyway, please call. And Jackie Peel is screening for me this morning. And as you know, Randy Williams is running the boards for me, Jerry Overton in the newsroom. Well, here is the wrap-up day. The last chance, last call offer will not be extended. Opportunity to get my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar, my 30th calendar, at the best price of the entire year. It's a 38% savings when you buy it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. You get all of this for only $36.95. Now let me tell you what it takes to justify this. It takes a couple of mistakes you might have made that you won't make, because the calendar tells you when to plant, when to transplant spring flowering perennials. It's in there. We've already had that question this morning. When to do this, when to do that. All these things. If your question begins, Neil, when should I do such and such? Then it's in the calendar. When should I spray for pecan scab, for example? Keep listening, please. Then it's in the calendar. All of that information, 10,000 words of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray, the prettiest calendar that we have published. This is my 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar. You get all of that and pay only $36.95. Just the calendar alone will pay the price. It'll cover the cost of the entire thing. But that price changes after today. This is your last opportunity. We print on Thursday and Friday of this week, and I can't give you the pre-production price any longer. So call before 11 today. Your satisfaction is completely guaranteed. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. It's a beautiful calendar. 1-800-752-4769.
Clarity Windows is the local standalone company with a great offer just in time for colder weather and the warmth of the holidays. Hi, I'm Brad Barton. As much as I go on about Clarity's American-made preservation triple pane windows, and they truly are superior to anything else I've ever seen, I really admire our new doors. A full-view storm door that protects our front door's finish from wind, weathering, and UV rays, and the door Clarity put in the back matches our wood trim on the inside, paint trim outside with upgrade hardware, and it opens and closes just like a bank vault. Now, here's the deal. With a minimum purchase of Clarity's Lifetime Warranty Preservation Windows to protect and beautify your home and cut your heating and cooling bills by possibly as much as half, you can pick out a premium entry door or a storm door, all with premium hardware installed free. And you can also put in and pay for a few windows at a time with Clarity's preferred customer program. Check out this deal on Clarity's new website and let them show you how great these windows and doors will look and perform in your own home. 1-888-458-3630. That's 1-888-458-3630. Or visit ClarityWindows.com.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stone, such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays, which will inspire and help you create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they have used every element in hardscapes and plants to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. WhizQ professionals will conduct free how-to classes on Saturday, November 10th, how to install thin veneer stone, and on Saturday, November 17th, how to build a backyard water garden. All classes will start at 10 a.m. each Saturday in the Lifestyle Display Gardens at WhizQ Stone. Visit the experts at WhizQ Stone at their website, whiz-q.com. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Hi, I'm Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High in McKinney.
And Rick Shepp.
I'm Stephen Issa.
And Merlene Stockdale.
And Steve Mercer.
We're all teachers at Serenity High in McKinney.
We are in the McKinney School District. We also serve many partnering districts.
Serenity High is for students who are in recovery from drugs and or alcohol abuse and who are seeking a high school diploma in a sober environment.
Students are able to enter Serenity upon completion of a certified rehab program.
For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830.
On the web, that's serenityhigh.org.
My greatest joy at Serenity is seeing families and students transform. When they enter, oftentimes they're without hope. When they graduate, they now know they have a future.
Thank you, team, very, very much. That's a wonderful team of teachers and staff at Serenity High in McKinney. Just a passing comment or two. This disease strikes all families and or can. No one is immune to it, and it is not a switch that turns on and off. If you have any obsessive behavior, I'm not talking about substance issues now. I'm talking about, for example, food substances, I guess I am. If you are an overeater in any way, you know it's hard to give those things up. If you're compulsive about anything, it's the same way. The problem is that, like so many of the compulsive behaviors, substance abuse is life-threatening. And so Serenity High is really making a difference in the lives of some wonderful young men and women. God bless them. And if you want more information, serenityhigh.org has a list of the partnering schools. Love that school. It's been fun to get to help there for the last 13 years, in its 14th year now. Dalworth Clean. Rely on Dalworth Clean to clean, restore, repair, even replace carpets, hardwood, tile and grout, natural stone, and fine rugs. I could not ask for a better advertiser. 32 years I've told you about Dalworth Clean. Start out as Dalworth Carpet Cleaning, and they still do that better than anybody around. Pay only $29 per area when you have them clean five or more areas of carpet. Deep down Dalworth Clean. Now, they're open 6 days a week, so you need to call tomorrow, and I'll give you that number in a moment, or you can book online right now at Dalworth.com. Count on Dalworth's quality and service. They've won the Consumer's Choice Award all the years it's been offered. All those other awards, they really are the best. And Dalworth Fine Floors at 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills for all of your flooring needs. They have all types of new flooring, high quality, beautiful new flooring, and they will bring samples to your home. I hope that you'll give them a call. Their number is 817-520-1400 for new flooring. And then for their cleaning services, whether it's for carpet cleaning or whether it is stainless, messless, I should say, sandless, resurfacing of hardwood floors or cleaning and polishing of tile and grout and marble and stained concrete, all of that. It's this number for Dalworth Clean, 214 or 817, then Metro 267-8433. The best by a long ways, the next best thing to new. It's Dalworth Clean, 214 or 817-267-8433, Dalworth.com. Back to our phone lines. Let's go to Danny in Yantis. Danny, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
I have a question about pecan fruit. about a month, month and a half ago. The trees, I've got 28 pecan trees. The foliage and everything was great. The fruit production was coming along great, and everything developed up till about a point, a month and a half ago. The fruit started just turning black, and it was just the fruit. There was no...
And it fell prematurely?
Yes.
Yeah, that's pecan scab. That is a really common fungal disease of pecans. Some varieties, some specimens of native pecans will be much more susceptible to it than other varieties. The variety Caddo, for example, is highly resistant to pecan scab, which is why the state pecan specialist, Dr. George Ray McEachern, always recommends it from the Dallas-Fort Worth area eastward because of that resistance. You get into the humidity from the Metroplex eastward, and pecan scab is a real problem. The commercial growers will spray for pecan scab beginning in late May. They will combine a fungicide with their application of pecan casebearer spray, and then each time that they spray during the summer for other things, the pecan casebearer spray, the follow-up casebearer spray, the hickory shuckworm and pecan weevil sprays that are both made in August, each time they will combine a fungicide with their insecticide, and that will give a pretty good measure of control of pecan scab. With 28 trees, you probably could justify that. I have on our home property where I live, 11 acres, we probably have a couple hundred native pecans, but honest to gosh, I can't justify the expense and the time it would take to spray those for all those things. I just accept what I get and curse that. Well, I don't necessarily curse, but I blow off the driveway the ones that fall because they're a mess.
Yeah, I do spray them, and I'm using like a 3-in-1 type spray that I get from Lowe's.
All right, well, you're not going to get a commercial pecan spray at a home center. You need to go to the Texas A&M website, and I would look in Aggie Horticulture Pecan Scab Control. That is the search I would do and see what they recommend for commercial. I don't work in commercial as much. The other thing you are welcome to do is on Super Bowl Sunday each year for the last 30 years, I've had George Ray on the air with me that morning to answer fruit and pecan questions. That's his strong suit, not necessarily mine. So you might want to tune us in that week, that
great.
Sunday.
Okay.
All right, got to run. I appreciate your call. You bet. Thanks so much. Let's go to David in Paradise. David, I don't know if I can, you know what, I don't think I want to try that, Randy. If you'll leave him on hold for David in Paradise, Dave in Frisco. I can help you, but I need to get to the other side of the newscast. I only have about 45 seconds, and that would be just rude to try to put somebody on, take them off the air that fast. We have two more hours of our program today. We're here from 8 until 11 every Sunday morning on WBAP, this powerhouse station, broadcasting to all of Texas and I guess most of Oklahoma as well, and who knows where else. Join me on Facebook and at my website, neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY. Only place spelling matters is on the internet. Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY. On Facebook, you'll join a lot of other friends who enjoy gardening. We'll be back after the news.